express yourself also, quickly.
Also, just let me say before we get into this discussion, it's a song that we played in the background. It's not like we featured it as our tune of the day.
All I know is that it's cut eight and it comes after the song Panzerlied.
So what does it mean?
Horst Wessel was an SA guy who was killed in 1927 during riots. And he was lionized by the SA and the SS.
And what was he, a big Nazi?
A big Nazi and a big propagandist.
Yeah, and?
Was he hated because he talked real slow and never came to a point?
Like me, I guess you're implying, Rob.
Nice inference.
Pretty quick.
So, but specifically, there's nothing anti-Semitic in the song itself.
There is nothing anti-Semitic in the song, but many people view the song itself as being very, very provocative.
I agree.
I feel the same way about Calling Dr. Love by Kiss.
But do you understand when we're playing the song, we are not playing it in that way whatsoever?
Absolutely.
Okay, then why are you wasting our time with this phone call? If it's a song that we play as background noise and you can't even understand the words and the words are not anti-Semitic,
and
it's
just... But what it is doing is mocking the whole political incorrectness thing.
Right. I didn't want to trouble you all with it at all. I just wanted to talk to Rob.
Right, because you would talk to Rob and Rob would say, oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. What was I thinking?
And Rob would have taken it out of the rotation, and none would be the wiser. And that was the
call me in the office.
Yeah, call
Rob in the office.
Call him in the office, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, because we really like helpers like you.
God.
German helpers.
And you know, GH. I bet he's got all the China.
Yeah.
Right? That scared me a little bit.
Hello, like American Beauty.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Still gonna need more.
You might find this plate interesting. Flip it over.
Some people who find this plate very provocative.
Jesus Christ! It's standard Nazi music. I mean, we play it with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anybody get the joke?
Right, little joke.
Hello.
You're joking?
Don and Mike.
Shut up.
Hello there.
Sorry, Rob.
Shut up. Hello.
God.
Hold on. Is this thing turned on? I'll find out. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, there she is. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Go
Jesus,
ahead.
What?
Are you calling about the Nazi song?
No, I'm calling about Frida.
Okay. Ugh. Another great topic I'd love to discuss. Well, what's up?
I just want to tell Don how to really piss her off.
Okay, well,
done and done.
Listen, I've already accomplished that, and you're speaking to me, so your job here is done. Get on your broom and fly back home. Okay?
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. No need for a response.
All right. Now, let's hear Brittany and Kevin Federline last night on Letterman, okay? Because he's just so white trash stupid.
Okay.
It's beautiful. After looking at his picture for so long.
Yeah, it's nice to get the confirmation.
And watching the TV show last night, where the reality show where she did most of the talking.
Right.
On Letterman, they split it up. So here we go.
All right. Let's try this. Reasons to watch the new show. Number 10.
There's never before seen footage of me wrestling an alligator.
Okay, I'm there, dude.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we've established she can't read.
Okay, but right. But focus on him.
There's never before seen footage. Okay, we know really, we read like that when we're joking. So now we know she can't read.
Number 9.
Unlike those desperate housewives chicks, we're not like 60 years old.
Exactly.
Wow. Duh. Oh, my God.
He's so dumb.
They're both gumps.
Yeah, but he makes her look
right.
Like
of course.
A beautiful model.
Well, she's going to be 300 pounds and doing all the talking.
Exactly. Number 8.
Like Letterman agreed with you.
It's like American Idol, except no one sleeps with Paula Abdul.
All right, good read. Now let's get back to him.
What up, dog?
Genius Federline.
Number 7.
In the first episode, you can see my ass.
You're an idiot.
I hate this guy. I truly do.
You're an idiot. Number 6.
I'm hot.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
Hold on. There's more to it. Okay. Get
in the first episode, you can see my ass.
Hold on. Here's something about them. Hello, Don and Mike Shakaran.
Hi.
This is not the Karen that likes to have her name sung, is it?
It is.
Oh. Is it really?
Hi, Rob.
That's a good summary song.
I didn't want to tell you.
It was without warning.
You know, I thought it was because it says Sacramento and Joe has Karen in capital letters, so I thought it might be you.
You know, I have not called you since September last fall.
Wow.
Yes, because there are other Karens who want to get sung in, and we have... impersonating
hold
me.
Hold on, here she is.
She's a dog, she's a queen, she's a gentle by the scene, and Karen is her name. They call her Karen.
So anyway, Karen.
Did you even whistle this song in Germany? A year in jail.
Buzz with the funny.
That's good. Good tip in.
Okay, what's up, Karen?
Well, there are other Karens who were calling in, and actually... callers were saying, call her a whore. They were Karens, not me, calling in to get their name sung in.
Oh, I understand.
I was so embarrassed that I haven't called since.
You're the original Karen, but why?
I am.
Why did you call, Karen?
Well, Kevin and Brittany were on Ellen yesterday. I'm wondering if you saw that.
No, I didn't. I have it TiVo'd.
She came out in basically a blouse. It barely covered her daisy.
Wow.
That's it.
You may not
really
spit out his beverage.
Her bad brown daisy.
Very
nasty. Overworked daisy.
Okay, Karen.
Hold on, what, Robbie?
Was she talking about Brittany or Ellen?
Hey, don't forget, Ellen's daisy was ruined by her dad.
That's right.
I know.
There she is, Karen.
Karen.
Okay, bye, Karen.
Love you, bye.
Bye, Karen. The original Karen.
And okay, that's the original who always talks through Karen.
Yeah.
A little always. More, just a little more of Brittany and her stupid
always.
Husband.
She's embarrassed.
Number five.
Oh. She's hot.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Number four.
We haven't had nearly enough media coverage.
That's right.
Shut up!
Go get them, kids. Number three.
It's got to be better than this show.
Yeah, well.
Shut up!
More of Kevin Federline now, please.
Hey, I heard that. Number two. If enough people tune in, maybe my wife will make out with Madonna again.
Wow, remember that?
You're an idiot.
And the number one reason to watch Britney Spears and Kevin Federline's new show...
In the season finale, you'll find out Dave is the father of my baby.
You're an idiot.
Funny line on Letterman, though. At least that's you know, the old top ten list.
But he's just so...
In the final episode, he said, I'll be Madonna again.
My ass.
Here's a little more of him.
Well, there was this guy that I'd met in the States, and I couldn't get him out of my head.
Well, I was living with my best friend from back home. We usually always hit this Monday night place, you know, Joseph.
You're an idiot.
I was in L.A., and I went out one night.
So stupid.
I had my groove on that night, and I thought I was kind of hot.
You know, just regular night. You know, just like any other night.
Are you retarded?
Didn't expect anything.
You're an idiot.
I saw Kevin there.
Anyway, that's Kevin Federline.
Like regular night, and I said,
yo,
well, she's hot, and then she's pregnant, and I'm stupid.
And that show last night,
wow.
It's so
wealthy right now.
It's so bad.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. I mean, it's the opposite of Nick and Jessica. With their sugary sweet, we love each other. These two, it's just, hi, we're pigs. And this is how pigs live.
Right.
And welcome to our trough.
Really? Boy, you just sold it.
It's great.
They ought to give you a little taste.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Me.
He made it up.
Not that I deal in such rumors, but is it true that Nick and Jessica are only staying together until the movie comes out? And
that's what I've heard.
And then he's out because...
She apparently is the catalyst for this.
Yeah,
she's done with him.
He can't stand the fact that she's popular.
Yeah, but I don't think it's much that is that she wants out. She's looking for another idiot.
And she's been linked to a great idiot, Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville. Yeah.
They met on Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Wow. And that will last. I feel that will last.
Well, she apparently likes the bad boys.
She likes the dumb boys.
Yes, dumb bad boys.
It's DBBs.
Nick Dumb, not bad enough.
Although, you know, Knoxville... is like a Rhodes Scholar compared to Federline.
Knoxville's a smart guy, and Knoxville's got a pretty decent film career going on.
John Knoxville.
Jonathan Knoxville. J.K.
J.K. Hey, Buzz. What's your lead story on News and Comments tonight?
Tonight, the number one movie in the country, banned at some Kentucky theaters.
Ooh. Really? Passion of the... What was that earlier today? It wasn't Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Gorshin.
Passion of the Gorshin.
Stay tuned for News and Comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
That was very professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hold on, Junior.
Tonight, what kind of killer is allowed to walk free?
Stop that!
Hey!
Oh, I gotta take the whole thing from the top.
Oh, jeez.
That's a crazy, crazy computer.
Ain't it?
You're an idiot.
I like the computer.
Computer's an idiot.
Remember how good it was now that we have the computer?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Okay, that is...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, computer.
98% perfect.
Yep.
All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
You just heard it. The 2%.
Amen.
Here we go with Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to us tonight by Duramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yeah. Doctor developed and clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And from their greatest hit album, this is Steam.
Yes.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Monster in Law is America's top choice in movie theaters this week.
It's a laugh riot. Oh, you know how I know that movie stinks?
How?
Even though, you know it stinks.
Yeah, right? Of course.
We were looking at the ads over the weekend about what to see in the paper.
Right, right.
The very first testimonial at the top of the ad
yes.
said, funny, 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 Larry King.
That's the giveaway.
And,
yeah.
And you know, when it's him, that's bad.
Oh, you know, I don't even think I even mentioned it. I saw a great movie, Crash.
Great movie.
I saw that over the weekend. Yeah, very good.
You know who's another good name to watch for bad reviews or good reviews of bad movies is Mark S. Allen in Sacramento.
Sacramento,
he
right.
loves everything.
Sure. And let's not forget Joel Siegel.
Yeah, he's soft stuff.
Absolutely.
Number one at the box office was Monster in Law, and that appears to say that many Americans have gotten past the Hanoi Jane episode.
There's a monster.
33 years ago, at the height of the Vietnam War protest, Jane Fonda was photographed alongside one of the enemy's anti-aircraft guns. She's apologized and called it a terrible lapse in judgment during her youth. She refused to apologize for her opposition to the Vietnam War. But Ike Boutwell trained pilots in those days, and these days he owns a couple of movie theaters in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, not far from the Army's Fort Knox. Because this is a free country, he's not showing Monster in Law. His movie poster is that picture of Hanoi Jane.